It's Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Washoe County Health District and Renown Health are partnering to host four upcoming COVID-19 vaccine events for children next month. The events are for kids ages 5 to 11 who will receive the Pfizer vaccine. First shots will be administered on the first two Wednesdays of the month, December 1st, which is tomorrow, and December 8th. Then the second shots will be administered on the last two Wednesdays of the month, the 22nd and the 29th. All of the events will be held inside the Hometown Health Building at 10315 Professional Circle in South Reno. That's 10315 Professional Circle in South Reno. According to the health district, the dosage for children ages 5 to 11 is one-third the size of the standard Pfizer vaccine, and it has been found to be more than 90% effective in preventing the virus within that age group. A proposed ballot initiative could transform Nevada's election system. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent reports.
In a press statement, prominent Las Vegas attorney Todd Bice said the measure will be backed by a nonprofit called the Institute for Political Innovation. The initiative would amend the state's constitution to require that most high-profile partisan elections move to open primaries with a ranked choice voting system for the general election. Those races would include U.S. Senate and House seats, statewide office elections, as well as legislative races, though presidential races would not be included. The top five vote-getters would advance to the general election. However, if a candidate wins an outright majority of votes, which would be more than 50%, they would be elected to the office. Qualifying the measure for the ballot will be difficult, as backers must turn in nearly 141,000 valid signatures from registered voters. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Riley Snyder. Henderson Mayor Deborah March plans to run for lieutenant governor in Nevada in next year's election. March is a Democrat who has served as Henderson's mayor since 2017. She says her platform would focus on economic development and diversification, and it would draw from her experience attracting jobs to Henderson, which is Nevada's second largest city. Since Kate Marshall resigned as lieutenant governor in August to become an advisor in the White House, Governor Steve Sisolak has not appointed a replacement. Democrat Kimmy Cole and Republicans Dan Schwartz, Stavros Anthony, and Mac Miller have also announced plans to run. A new report from the Biden administration recommends raising the costs of oil and gas drilling on federal lands. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie has the details.
When companies drill on federal public lands, they pay a tax. It's called a royalty rate. And for the past century, it stayed the same. 12.5% on the value of oil or gas extracted. That's much lower than the rate to drill on lands owned by some states or private parties. Colorado, for instance, charges 20%. The federal government wants to increase those royalty rates and increase fees to lease public lands. The goal is to get more money for taxpayers and to discourage speculation. Russell Coleman is executive director of the nonprofit Nevada Wildlife Federation. He says those cheap leases make it tougher for the Bureau of Land Management to pursue other management goals.
The BLM won't go in there and do any type of improvement or reclamation to make it better for wildlife because it is leased for oil and gas.
He supports the Interior Department's recommendations to increase leasing fees and royalty rates. But the industry group, the American Petroleum Institute, doesn't. They say it's a misguided move during a time of inflation and rising gas prices. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Washoe County's Regional Transportation Commission, or RTC, has started construction on a multi-year improvement project for the Adi Wells area of Reno and Sparks. The project aims to increase safety along the corridor, which is roughly 3 miles long and heavily traveled. Updates include accessibility improvements and pedestrian ramps. There will also be new lighting and landscaping. A raised cycle track is planned from Pyramid Way in Sparks to Sutro Street in Reno. There will also be a multi-use pathway added on one side of Wells Avenue from Sutro Street to I-80. The project is expected to wrap up by the fall of 2024, and the total cost is approximately $51 million. The funding is coming from local fuel tax revenue. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.